What gets under your skin and why you want to go back again is that it's a very different world from anywhere else that you can get to, really.
So, I know you wanted me to say a few words about the ice boat. The prototype is made from Thames River water, from the river not far from where I live, down in Bermondsey. And it's taken from the river and then it's cast into a vessel, which is it's a one-person vessel, a bit like a kayak. Only, of course, there's two-thirds of it are underwater, so it's got a much bigger bottom to it. And then there's the Arctic boat, which is obviously still in idea form, but I was thinking it'd be much better to it's a very different project because we can make a much bigger vessel than we have there. And of course, there's not the problem of freezing a big vessel if we're casting it, because it should freeze out in the open, depending on the time of year. And there's also the opportunity for it to freeze into the landscape for the winter months if we're there for them. I'm in the process right now of making the three of us some parkas. I've been collecting feathers for quite a long time from the streets along on the London streets. Whenever I see a feather, I just pick it up, and I've got quite a good collection now. And I've started actually making us all parka coats. The idea came when I was doing a performance with loose feathers that I picked up, and it's absolutely incredible the warmth that you get from the feathers. So these are going to be bespoke London feather parkas that we can wear out in the Arctic.
He left in a pile of objects because he knew that the Inuit would one day wander past and look inside, and he wanted to leave this kind of throbbing presence of Tudor English object culture in this far northern land.